rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. We have lots of news and rumors today about teams making moves in the transfer market. We'll give you the latest information that we have tonight on the show. And, of course, coming up this weekend, the Rochester Rhinos continue their push for the USL regular season championship called the Commissioner's Cup. The Rhinos won 2-0 on Sunday against St. Louis FC, and we'll be joined by the captain of the Rochester Rhinos and the scorer of the second goal yesterday, Tony Walls, will be with us. The Rhinos in Richmond coming up this Saturday at 7 o'clock, and then back home next Saturday at 7:05 against Toronto FC 2. The Western New York Flash will finish up their 2015 season this Friday night at Salem Stadium, taking on the Portland Thorns with Alex Morgan, Tobin Heath, McCall Zerboni. Not sure about Christine Sinclair. She was injured recently. We'll see if she makes the trip. And, of course, that is coming up on Saturday, on Friday. Check that. It's back-to-school night, so you can have some special back-to-school gifts from the Flash and $1 hot dogs from Salem. So be sure to be there to say goodbye for this season for the Western New York Flash as they play their final match against the Portland Thorns. Neither team can make the playoffs, so it's a game for pride, game for fun, game for fan enjoyment. So be sure to come out this coming Friday night. Michael Lewis will have the latest news on U.S. soccer, Major League Soccer, and a big Rochester soccer anniversary that will take place tomorrow. And Michael's going to have a big report on that coming up, in a written report in tomorrow's New York City papers. We'll talk about that. Dick Howard is off for the next few weeks. He's on vacation in the U.K., so we'll have to muddle along without him and handle the international port ourselves with myself and our host, who's on location tonight at the Italian-American Sport Club, Joe Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Good evening, Andrew, and good evening to everybody that listened to our show tonight. It's great to be with you, even though I'm not there physically, but I'm there with my heart and my soul. And certainly we're going to talk about soccer. We're going to talk about the disappointment that we have, you, at least you and I, but especially me, because I'm really an aficionado of the team that we're going to talk about a little bit. And that's kind of disheartening, but I'm so glad with the Rhinos and the Flash, even though the Flash, they lost their last game 2-0. And the Rhino won 2-0, so I kind of balancing act. So I'm kind of happy.
Well, I know it's good to have our local teams do well, but both you and I are singing the blues after what happened over the weekend. But we're going to get to the international report in just a second, because we do have a little bit of news for all of you Rochester Lancer indoor soccer fans. Two of the Lancer players were signed by the Baltimore Blast today. Andrew Hoxie and Jeremy Ortiz will play for Baltimore this year, joining Rochester Rhino, Anuel Bassi, and many other great players from Baltimore. So congratulations to Andrew Hoxie and Jeremy Ortiz. They're continuing their indoor careers in the Major Indoor Soccer League. Now let's get to the international report. And tonight it's sponsored by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Charlie Avenue. 889-5800 is the phone number. Go to ClaridgeDesignCenter.com. Once you get your kitchen, your bathroom remodeled, give them a call at Claridge Design Center, part of the Faber Homes family of businesses, and we highly recommend them here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And Speaking of congratulations, Joe, we got to send out big congratulations from us, from our great friend of our show and somebody who the Rochester soccer fans certainly have tremendous respect for. Even though he played against the enemy for many years, he played the 1 year for the Rhinos in 99. We're talking about Mauro Biello. He is the new interim coach of the Montreal Impact. Frank Klopas was fired over the weekend after losing to both Toronto and Vancouver. So Mauro's got another chance at the head of the Impact, and Sir Joe, we hope that Mauro's going to stick as the head man for Montreal.
Well, certainly Mauro's a great player, and that is distinguishing himself in Montreal for a long, long time. I think that he will do a great job. I think he's got all the accolades to be a leader, because he's always been a leader in midfield for the team that he loved so much, which was the Montreal. And we were honored for a year to have it with us as a Rhino. So I think that, our best wishes are going to go to Mauro, and we know that he'll do a great job. One good thing is that this year we're not going to face him, but next year we're certainly going to be able to going to be able to see him again as a coach, and we wish him the best.
That's right. Maybe we can get a friendly or a quote-unquote friendly between the MLS Montreal Impact and the Rhinos next year. I'm sure that right. I would love to see Miss Didier Drogba come to Rochester myself. But speaking of Chelsea and Juventus, we're talking about the transfer window. There's a big rumor going around that Paul Pogba may be on his way to Chelsea from Juventus. So, Joe, you have all the info from Italy. What are you hearing about that potential transfer?
Well, I really, based upon the poor show that he's been doing and he's been doing so far this year, the expectations that everybody had, for him to take the place as a leadership in Juventus in the Italian league, maybe the poor showing is because he wants to be transferred, maybe because he really, what made him great was Pirlo with the great passes and stuff. And certainly Juventus is not the team that we all expect them to be. I was very disappointed in the first game. I was tremendously disappointed with the game against Roma. Roma, basically, they had control of the game all throughout the game, 75-80% of the time. And it's just unlikely the fact that the Juventus couldn't put two passes together, and they only had one shot on goal in the first half, which is unbelievable. And, if you look at the people that are the stars of their team, nobody in the trade that Juventus made, really make you think that Pirlo and Tevez and Vidal, they were the heart and soul of the team. And sometimes when trades are made and stars are gone, it's unbelievable that I know it takes a while for a team to recover, but it's certainly disheartening for the Juventini people. And I look at the table today, and Juventus is in 17th place. Can you imagine that?
It's
never been like that.
Well, Juventus has gotten the services of Hernanes, the Brazilian from Inter. He's going to be joining the team. That's one transfer that's, according to reports, is going to happen. But it's just amazing what's happened with our teams. Chelsea losing to Crystal Palace, their second loss at home in 100 matches under Jose Mourinho, and they signed another player today, a young man from Senegal, Djilaboji, and I don't know what he's going to do, but it's just a crazy year so far. You've got teams that are totally unexpected at the top of tables and great teams at the bottom. Looking in Italy, you've got Juventus in 17th place, Napoli in 14th, and Lazio in 13th, and Milan in 12th. At the top of the table is Chievo Verona in first, Torino second, Inter is tied for third with Palermo and Sassuolo. The tiny country, the team from Sassuolo is at the in number fourth place in Italy right now. And in England, you've got Leicester City, Crystal Palace, and Swansea in the top four behind the runaway leaders, Manchester City. It's just been a topsy-turvy year so far.
It is unbelievable. I mean, but there is another observation that I want to make is that, you know, if you look at the responsibility that the top club have, like Chelsea, Juventus, and others, you know, the preparation has really been, they've been engaged in international commitment, where the other team, a team like Palermo and the other team that you just mentioned, you know, they had time to build a team. So it's going to take some time. I would think it's going to take some time for Chelsea and Juventus and Napoli and all the team to really emerge. But, you know, unfortunately, soccer is a fickle game. I mean, just people are quick to make change as soon as possible, because they cannot afford to be on the losing side, because they lose revenue, they lose prestige, they lose the stock market, the value. So it's more complicated than we think, and that's really something that I'm sure your team and my team and all the other teams that find themselves in difficulties are going to be able to, they are faced with, and they got to make quick remedies.
That's right. And Manchester United, another team that's doing fairly well, but they lost on the weekend. They made two huge moves today. Mexican international Javier Hernandez, known as Chicharito, was gone to Germany to play for Bayer Leverkusen. Goalkeeper David De Gea, the Spanish international, is going back to Spain to Real Madrid. That was a stunning move today. And earlier this weekend, we had Kevin De Bruyne, the Bundesliga Player of the Year, going from Wolfsburg to Manchester City, making them even stronger. But the transfer window closes tomorrow. There's still, I think, a lot of moves to be made. There's still that crazy, wild rumor that Neymar may go to Manchester United from Barcelona. I don't know, Joe. Just money is just flying around, and I wish, just give me a, you know, 0.1% of it. I'd love to see in my hands, but that's not going to happen.
You know, Andrew, before I gotta go, I just want to make one comment, and I'm sure that you're going to be able to at least sort of agree with me, is that the European market and the European League has made a lot of opportunities for soccer players to play in Europe. But the reality is that we have the national team being convened, and all the people that Conte has called up are people that most of them have not played. You know, they're sitting on the bench or they're outside of the country in order to play. And Juventus is unbelievable. With there used to be a team that at least you'll be able to identify with. They only got about 3-4 players with Italian names. So, I mean, I really don't know what to say. I know that they got a free market in Europe, but it's only ruined soccer.
Well, Joe, Pirlo has been called back into the Italian national team, so it kind of tells you what's going on there. And Sebastian Giovinco flew all the way to Italy from Toronto, and he's had such a great year with Toronto FC, and he's injured, so he can't play. So he flew all the way to Italy for nothing, which makes absolutely no sense. But
exactly.
Italy's got two matches this weekend, Joe. They got Malta and Bulgaria at home, so at least the Italians in Europe are doing pretty well, and they should, I think, have a pretty easy time of it in their two matches this weekend.
Let me tell you this. With the players that we have and the way they've been playing, you know, I won't put a pass that, you know, Italy does not feel they're great. I mean, they brought Balotelli back to Milano, or nobody else wanted him, so he's back to Milano too. So they kind of tell you really what's going on in the world of soccer. And as you and I know, and I'm sure that the people that listen to us will identify with, you know, I think that in order for soccer to survive in any country, they're going to have to have a draw, and you know, unless the teams, they have people that you know, the fans recognize with, you know, they're not going to make no money, and at the end of the day, they're going to be in deficit, and they're going to sell the team to Russia King, to Chinese people all over the place. Italy right now, 3-4 teams, the big name team, they're not they're not owned by Italian people anymore. They're owned by foreign people. So that tells you the story.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot of things going on this weekend with the European qualifying happening, and also CONCACAF World Cup qualifying is getting underway. European qualifying, of course, for Euro 2016 in France. So some big matches happening all over Europe. A lot of them will be broadcasted here in the United States, including coming up on Thursday on Fox Sports 1. It'll be Italian national team taking on Malta, starting at 2:45. I know, Joe, you'll be glued to your TV set watching that one. Actually, that's going to be working around the taping of our Labor Day show. So you got to try to stay calm while we're taping our Labor Day show in advance while watching Italy against Malta.
Okay, well, very good.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you again on our Labor Day show coming up on Monday, next Monday. Be sure to tune in for that. It's going to be a very special show. All former Lancer players from the North American Soccer League, we're trying to get them lined up for next Monday's show. So, Joe, we'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye, Andrew. Thanks, and carry on and thank you very much.
It's Joe Siriani, live from the birthplace of pro soccer in Rochester, the Italian-American Sport Club. And coming up next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, we'll be joined by the captain of the first-place Rochester Rhinos, Tony Walls. This is Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, Dick Howard, a very interested listener always at WYSL, and I get my kicks in the grass courtesy of Joe Siriani.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash play their final match of the season this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath, and former Flash stars Christine Sinclair and McCall Zerboni. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. It's Back to School Night, where fans will receive a special school-related gate giveaway from the Flash. Plus, get dollar hot dogs from Salem's. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Alai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The first place Rochester Rhinos go on the road this Saturday night to take on the Richmond Kickers at 7 p.m. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium on Saturday, September 12th at 7:05 p.m. against Toronto FC2. It's the first ever Rochester Craft Beverage Trail Tasting Event. Attendees can taste locally made craft spirits, beers, and wines, plus hear live music from 3 to 6 p.m. Buy your tickets for the event and match by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they make their final push to win the USL regular season title. Get your Rhinos tickets today!
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here, Joe Suriani will be back with us for our Labor Day show next Monday, where again we're going to have members of the North American Soccer League, Rochester Lancers, the pioneers of soccer, will be joining us, trying to line that up. You can go to rhinosoccer.com anyway, because obviously you want to know what's going on with the Rhinos. We can go to soccerisakickinthegrass.com or follow us on Twitter at Radio Soccer to get information on who we're going to have on the Labor Day show. But right now, speaking of the Rhinos, let's bring in the captain of the Rochester Rhinos, the first place Rochester Rhinos, Tony Walls, joins us. Tony's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos' next home match is Saturday, September 12th, next Saturday, against Toronto FC 2 at 7:05. It's the first ever Rochester Craft Beverage Trail Tasting Event going on from 3 to 6 before the match, and then, of course, the match at 7:05. 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Tony, welcome back to our show, and congratulations on a big win yesterday.
Hey, how's it going? Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. I mean, I'm working with a team that has lost one game in, what, 27, I think, overall this year, without counting the Open Cup. So it's been a great year so far. And yesterday's game, I thought, when I think of the great teams that manage games well, of course, my boys from Chelsea, at least last year did. This year, not doing too well. But the Rhinos really managed the game well yesterday. When you got up 2-0 after 35 minutes. Really, St. Louis, until the 88th minute, really didn't have a good look at goal. And I don't know if it's just they sort of ran out of gas or just got their heads down after going down to two goals. But the Rhinos' defense and the midfield really locked them down through the whole match. And what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, whenever a team is, you know, almost out of the playoff picture at this point, I mean, it would take a lot for them to make it. I think it's tough going down, you know, 2-0 on a hot day. And then, you know, we did a pretty good job of keeping it. You know, it was through our backs. We would have liked to keep it a little higher. But, you know, we kept it, ran their legs out a little bit. You know, so they didn't really have enough energy to go forward when they won it. I mean, they were dangerous a couple of times, I think. Our shape wasn't as tight as it should have been. But, you know, I think overall we brought that the proper energy and the results showed, I think. So it was good.
And I think also the goal in the fourth minute by Colin Rolfe really,
yeah,
that set the tone for the whole match. I mean, St. Louis had a play from behind. They needed at least a point to stay alive in the playoffs. But once they got behind in the fourth minute, you could see the energy go out of them, and the Rhinos really pushed them in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, it's really nice to always get an early goal like that, especially at home. The confidence builder, and like I said before, you know, a lot of times, you know, teams that might have had a frustrating season, you know, tend to, you know, they're either going to battle back or they're going to kind of fold. And I don't think they really, you know, have the unity to battle back through that game and that heat. So, you know, it was nice for Colin to get a goal as well.
Certainly was. It seems like everybody has their favorite team to score against. So Christian Valeski scored four
yeah,
goals
right.
against Montreal. Collins got two goals against St. Louis FC. So it's good to see him get in the sheet. Unfortunately, he had to come off with an injury in the first half, and hopefully he'll be ready for the stretch run. Let's talk about the second goal, which you yourself scored, but I said in the press box that that one came right off the training ground. I mean, it was just a perfect corner kick. And tell us how that all came about. Was that something you guys specifically worked on in practice? Because you don't see Canardo Forbes usually cross the ball with his left foot, which is his off foot, and he just put a perfect ball in there for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach and Johnny and Canardo have been trying to change up the look a little bit on corners. You know, just change the angle a slight bit so you can get that curl to the far post a little easier. And, you know, Canardo hits a good ball with his left foot, so I knew it was going to have good pace. and if it beat that first defender and I can beat my guy, I'd have a chance. And, you know, it worked out. So.
It sure did. It was a beautiful goal. And a lot of kids listen to our show, so I want you to give a little education here. What you did in the box to get yourself set up to score that goal. What did you do on that corner kick yourself?
Well, I think it's kind of important to read the flight of the ball early. You know, if you can read it earlier than your defender, then you know you can kind of judge where it's going to land. You can kind of beat him to the spot, and then. It's kind of like basketball when you have to do little sharp cuts to get open and create that space from your defender. So you just have to time it when you think the ball is going to land and, you know, time your cut from your defender to create that distance. So
it's kind of like going up for a rebound, an offensive rebound in basketball.
Yeah, similar
basketball.
To that, exactly.
So all you kids out there, watch the ball very carefully on your set pieces. Try to get separation from your defender, and you can score goals just like Tony Walls can.
Yeah, you got to jump a little bit, too.
Yeah, practice. You know, I read a book, Pelé's book, when I was younger, his autobiography, and he was shorter than all of the other players that he played with when he was growing up. So he had to jump higher on the drill where he'd hang a ball up off a tree limb and he'd have to jump up and head it. So he had to get up higher than all the other kids because he was so small, and that helped him to learn how to head the ball. So like you said,
I mean, a lot of times those 50-50 balls just come down to who wants it more, you know? So
absolutely.
Keep that in mind also.
Well, depending on what happens this week, Louisville's got two matches to play. They play Harrisburg at home on Wednesday, and then they have to play the Red Bulls on Saturday. It's potential that the Rhinos could wrap up the regular season title this weekend, depending on the results. So I know you guys are looking just at the Richmond match and going down there. It's your first road match in a month. So what's it like for you guys to finally get away from home? I mean, it's been so long.
I mean, it's kind of bittersweet going away from home, you know. We're undefeated so far, but you know, it's a good test going into the playoffs. Richmond's always a quality side, so we're gonna have to go in there, and you know, these last couple of games we're gonna, you know, try to take them all with the playoff intensity. So you know, when the time comes, we're ready. It'll be nice to get a game at our home field, hopefully too. So I mean, you know, we're just sharpening it up, fine-tuning for the playoffs pretty much.
And I think it's unless something really strange happens, the Rhinos should be wrapping up the regular season title in the next, you know, couple of weeks or before the end of the regular season. And then we know for sure the first playoff game is going to be October 3rd at Salem Stadium. It'll start at 7:05, and the opponent is unknown at this point. But we know the Rhinos will be home, and if they win the Commissioner's Cup, they should have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. And obviously, you guys have not lost a match at home this season, and it's a huge advantage to have the playoffs and going through Rochester.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be really nice. Hopefully we can get Salem packed, you know, kind of like the old days. I think that would be really great for, you know, the league and our team and the organization for sure. So,
absolutely. And it's tough because people watch the matches, Tony, online, and they make comments about there's nobody there. But the thing people don't realize is that most of the fans sit on the same side as the camera, and because it's in the shade, and the camera has to be there in order to get the shots.
Right.
It can't be in the sunshine, or else you couldn't get the proper shots for the TV broadcast. So, you know, the one side is completely full, and the other side is not as many people because some people like to have the sun beating on them, especially yesterday when it was, you know, 80 degrees.
Right. And I think it's a little deceiving because our stadium's, I think, a little bigger than a lot of teams in this league. For example, St. Louis, their stadium's a little more compact. So it always looks like, you know, they have a sellout crowd, but in reality, it's no bigger than ours. Our stadium's just more spacious.
We had 5,500 people yesterday, and I'm sure coming up on the 12th, the big craft beer event, that's going to draw some people down, face Toronto FC. And then the last home match is the 19th against Red Bulls, too, and that could be an important match for playoff positioning. So, again, get your tickets by calling 454-KICK for the last two matches. And also, of course, for the playoffs, the tickets are on sale right now for the playoffs. 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Tony, one last thing. Your sister Kara was in town over the weekend. She plays for the Chicago Red Stars. I was hoping she was going to get into the match, but unfortunately that didn't happen. But did you get a chance to watch that match on Friday or on Saturday night?
Yeah, I was there at Salem Stadium for the match. My mom actually drove up from Milwaukee with her fiance and my girlfriend, so we got to check out the match. Just like you, I was hoping she got in, but you know, that's how it goes sometimes, especially being a rookie. It was nice. She got her first pro start the last time she was up here, so you know, I can't really ask for much more than that.
And your mom got to see you score a goal. You can't ask for much more than that, right?
Yeah, it was a good trip for her also.
Absolutely. Well, Tony, we'll be watching you this coming Saturday night, 7 o'clock, kickoff down in Richmond at City Stadium as the Rhinos play the Richmond Kickers. And back home next Saturday night against Toronto FC2 at Salem Stadium at 7:05. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot, Tony. It's Tony Walls, the captain of the Rochester Rhinos here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next, we're going to have an extended U.S. soccer report with Michael Lewis. We're going to talk about the U.S. men's national team. They're in action this weekend against Peru and also what's going on in Major League Soccer. And then later on, we're going to talk about something that will never, ever happen again in professional soccer. And it was right here in Rochester 44 years ago tomorrow. We'll talk about that with Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass next on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at FaberHomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash play their final match of the season this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath, and former Flash stars Christine Sinclair and McCall Zerboni. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. It's Back to School Night, where fans will receive a special school-related gate giveaway from the Flash. Plus, get dollar hot dogs from Salem's. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but baby. babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
The first place Rochester Rhinos go on the road this Saturday night to take on the Richmond Kickers at 7 p.m. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return to the Salem Stadium on Saturday, September 12th at 7.05 p.m. against Toronto FC 2. It's the first ever Rochester Craft Beverage Trail Tasting Event. Attendees can taste locally made craft spirits, beers, and wines, plus hear live music from 3 to 6 p.m. Buy your tickets for the event and match by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they make their final push to win the USL regular season title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Report segment number one tonight here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the Western New York Flash. The Flash play their final home match of the season. That's the final match period of the season. This coming Friday night, 7 p.m. kickoff against the Portland Thorns with Alex Morgan, Tobin Heath, McCall Zerboni, and hopefully Christine Sinclair if she comes back from injury. It is the first of the holiday weekend, first day of the holiday weekend, so come on and celebrate it with the Western New York Flash. It's back-to-school night as well. There'll be giveaways and lots of things going on, so come on, support the Flash in their final match of the season. 454-KICK, go to WNYFlash.com. Michael, thanks for coming on for an extended report tonight.
Well, I'll be more than happy to double my usual fee to the program. No problem.
I'll agree to that. But I got to ask you, first of all, if anybody follows BigAppleSoccer.com on Twitter, if you haven't, why don't you? You should be, because it's Michael's website, and he puts out all the news, what's going on in U.S. soccer and New York City soccer. And the title of the, or the overriding title or meaning of the tweets from yesterday's Red Bulls DC United match was, when I saw that, I was like, oh my goodness, that's perfect. Tell us what happened with the pulled muscle and the tweets.
Well, first of all, I just woke up just with some sort of a pulled muscle. I think it was more than a Charlie horse, and I was just hobbling around all day, and I don't think I was going to be able to make it to the Red Bulls game, fortunately, or the New York Cosmos game, for that matter. I had a choice of two games to go to, but fortunately I had two people there who did an excellent job of covering the games themselves. Christian Arnold at the Cosmos and Christian Dyer at the Red Bull. And that doesn't mean if I can't walk too well, that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch the game. So in the middle of the Red Bulls game, I was just amazed on how well they were playing. I really didn't do more than just a couple of basic tweets, a starting lineup, that sort of thing, until I wrote something about early in the second half that I just can't believe that DC United doesn't have an answer to Lloyd Sam on the right side. It's like watching a youth soccer game where, you know, the same player just keeps dominating and dominating. And then just one tweet rolled after another, rolled out of me after another, and I wound up with a set of them. And it was basically talking about how well the Red Bulls were playing. I've had the fortunate situation, some people might say unfortunate situation, of covering the Red Bulls from day one back in 1996, and I just cannot recall a game where they utterly dominated from start to finish against a first-place team like that. You know, they're in second, first, and DC United's in first. Granted, DC has been struggling recently, but they're in first place, and that's the the standard. And one tweet came out after another, and before you knew it, you know, I woke up this morning and I said, you know something, this might make an interesting column, putting them all together, because they were retweeted all over the place, and I like to think it did, to a certain extent, at least in my analysis and opinion, explain what was going on at Red Bull Arena. Go figure. Here I am on my living room couch watching the game. I have my computer on my lap, my laptop on my lap, and I was inspired to do some interesting tweeting. I'd like to save it for my writing as well, too.
As something, and even threw a little Italian in there when you talked about Jason Christ. We'll talk about New York City FC in just a second, but it said Christ could have said something like this: "This is what team play is all about." Capisce?
But
that means,
it's
do
funny,
you understand if you don't speak Italian?
Well, it's funny because the first time I heard that word, or I remember hearing that word, was with when I was covering the Rochester Lancers so many years ago, and it might have been Don Popovic, a Serbian, who might have told me that, or I might have heard him talking to the players, you know, capisce, because let's face it, there are some basic words out there that soccer players through all generations and ages know, and I think he was trying to make his point. I think the word capisce would be sometimes could be better utilized than understand. Understand? No, capisce. There's something strong about it. So
absolutely. So the Red Bulls won the game 3-0. It was a complete domination. So I got to ask you this, Michael. The Red Bulls, do you think they have the capability and the chance to challenge the LA Galaxy? I think even though they lost over the weekend to San Jose, do you think they have the firepower to challenge the LA Galaxy in a potential MLS Cup final?
Well, first of all, I'll go on record. I think LA Galaxy is the best team in the league, coached by the best coach in the league, Bruce Arena. There's no doubt in my mind that I think the Red Bulls can challenge them if they reach the MLS Cup. Whether they could beat them is something else. I mean, and it's not because the Red Bulls don't have good players, or Jesse Marsh has put together a good game plan, or he's been able to juggle the back line as well as anybody as I've seen in recent years. It's just that LA has so much firepower. And, you know, when you're talking about Keane, Gerrard, and Dos Santos, and there's Zardes and a few other players to throw in the mix, they're a difficult side to stop. I think one way to, I think, stop LA is to play them on the road. I think you have a better chance of getting a result there. So can the Red Bulls beat LA if it ever got that far sometime in December? Yeah, I guess the Red Bulls would probably have to host MLS Cup, i.e., you know, get more points than the Galaxy, maybe finish as the supporter shield. But from my own selfish standpoint, watching a soccer game, let's see, first or second week in December, Harrison, New Jersey, or Los Angeles, or I'm sorry, or Carson, California. Where would I rather be then? But seriously, you know, yes, I think they can challenge it. Again, it will be very difficult to beat LA in their own place. Elsewhere, you have a much better shot.
Yeah, but I think that's, I agree with you completely. And for those of you who don't know, Red Bull Arena's press box is outside. It's a European-style press box at field level.
And it's great. Don't get me wrong. I love it. You know, at this time of the year, it is fantastic. You know, you capture all the sounds, the atmosphere. LA's is outside. Well, it's open, but it's got a cover to it. And LA, you know, when it gets 55 degrees there, people say they're freezing. Well, you know, bring a sweater to the game, buy a sweater. But, I love it out in Southern California. But if I have to make that sacrifice for the Red Bulls to host an MLS Cup, who would have ever thought that? And, again, I understand there's so many things that have to happen for that to occur. But, once in a lifetime, I could take it.
It's a long way till then, though. We were talking about October, so there's a lot of matches left to play, and there's still a lot left to play for the New York City FC, but I wonder if Jason Christ might be going the way of Frank Klopas in Montreal. I think there's something that's not working there, and, you know, when teams aren't playing together and things aren't clicking, it's not the players who get let go, even though that did happen today. One of the players for New York City FC was released, but usually it's the coach who ends up going bye-bye. It was Adam Nemich was released from New York City FC today, but I think Christ might be in trouble.
Well, first of all, about Nemich, early in the year when I saw him start or come on as a sub, and I said, he reminds me of Ruben Dario Hernandez, who played with the Metro Stars in their very first year in 1996, where the poor guy would try hard and nothing would happen, and sometimes he would look like a klutz out there. And I got flashbacks to that when I was watching Nemich play, and I said, I think he's going to be this century's or this decade's version of him, and didn't work out, and I think it's best that they part ways. Going back to what you talked about, Jason Christ, yes, I think he's under a lot of pressure, probably more by himself than anyone else. I would be surprised if the team would get rid of him during the middle of the first year or even after the first year, even though they have three high-level designated players. They're still an expansion team. And if you take a look at the rest of the positions there, some of the players, it ranges from very good to very promising. And I think it's going to take some time. I'm not expecting miracles out of this team by any means. Their defense, for lack of better words, has been awful. I wanted to use the C-R-A-P word, but, oh, I did already. they just give up goals at the wrong time, sometimes in bunches. They're out of position. And it's not just the back line, it's the team defense as well, too. I think some of the blame, you know, has to go with the organization. This is the first expansion team that decided to bring in three designated players. And, you know, you're putting a lot onto the table at one time and a lot of expectations. And let's face it, Frank Lampard is not playing up to his potential or his reputation. He's coming back from his latest injury, a quadricep injury, so he's not at full throttle. Pirlo, I don't think, has always played exceptionally. He's definitely shown some flashes of brilliance. So they have not really, you know, played up to their potential. And let's face it, Lampard didn't join the team essentially until, you know, sometime in July. So I hope Jason Christ doesn't get fired. I like him. I still think he's one of the best coaches around. I'd like to see what he can do for the rest of this season and through the beginning of next season. Because if City gets rid of him, they're telling me something that they're panicking and panicking early.
Well, we'll see. I personally think you may see a European coach in there. I just got a funny feeling you're going to see some people leaving or getting sacked from some European team, and they're going to bring somebody in that's going to be able to relate to the big players. We'll see what happens. You know more than I do, of course. But the U.S. men's national team, let's talk about them before we go to our break here and then get to the big event, big anniversary in soccer history. The men play Peru this coming Friday night. It is a game it's going to be at RFK Stadium. And then Brazil coming up at next Tuesday at Foxborough at the home of the Wing Revolution. Jurgen Klinsmann bringing in a veteran team, getting ready for the big match on October 10th against Mexico. The winner goes to the Confederations Cup in 2017. So I think he's going to put out there a very strong lineup, and Michael Bradley and Clint Dempsey will be there for the Brazil match, and that'll be probably the strongest team the U.S. could field, I would assume.
You have to hope that everyone's going to be healthy or relatively healthy, because there's always injuries popping up at the most inopportune times. But, yeah, this is it will be very embarrassing for the U.S. national team, and particularly Coach Jurgen Klinsmann, if the team doesn't qualify for the Confederations Cup. And the reason is because They should have at least gotten to the final of the CONCACAF Gold Cup. And the U.S., you know, I think it was a great opportunity lost. And even if they would have lost to Mexico there, at least you would have known, well, at least they reached the championship game. You have to remember the U.S. lost in the semifinals and then lost at home for the second time in a row to Panama. And you just don't do that. And it's not just the loss, but it's the way they played. And if, you know, Klinsmann's got to snap them out of it. Granted, it's a friendly. It doesn't matter, one winning or losing. But yet, in many respects, it does, because it leads up to this big playoff game. And it's not just Peru. It's also the Brazil game, too. So for friendlies, this team is going to be under a lot of scrutiny, even though it's, quote-unquote, only a friendly or only friendlies.
Absolutely. That's coming up Friday night. So go to the Flash game and tape the U.S. national team game against Peru, and then Tuesday it'll be Foxborough. And there's a lot of international action going on around the United States, including a couple at Red Bull Arena. So we're going to take a break, though, Michael, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a historical event in U.S. soccer history that will never be repeated, and it was involving the Rochester Lancers. No surprise there. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Dave Sarek, and I listen to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL with Joe, my good friend.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The first place Rochester Rhinos go on the road this Saturday night to take on the Richmond Kickers at 7 p.m. Visit rhinosoccer.com to watch the match live online. The Rhinos return to Salem Stadium on Saturday, September 12th at 7.05 p.m. against Toronto FC 2. It's the first ever Rochester Craft Beverage Trail Tasting Event. Attendees can taste locally made craft spirits, beers, and wines, plus hear live music from 3 to 6 p.m. Buy your tickets for the event and match by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come support your Rhinos as they make their final push to win the USL regular season title. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Companies have all kinds of ways to reward their customers. Points, card punches, free hotel nights. But isn't the best reward saving money from the start? Good thing Allstate makes it so easy. Just bundle coverage for your car, home, motorcycle, or more with an Allstate agent, and you can save up to 30%. So get the protection you need and the reward of savings you deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, and Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Western New York Flash play their final match of the season this Friday night at Salem Stadium against the Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. World Cup champions Alex Morgan and Tobin Heath, and former Flash stars Christine Sinclair and McCall Zerboni. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. It's Back to School Night, where fans will receive a special school-related gate giveaway from the Flash. Plus, get dollar hot dogs from Salem's. Get your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Michael Lewis and the rest of our domestic report for U.S. soccer. Actually, historical events in U.S. soccer history. Tonight brought to you by Faber Homes. Number to call, 889-4840, or go to faberhomes.com and support Bernie Iacovangelo and his great family of businesses. And definitely, if you need a new home, call Faber Homes. They'll treat you right. And Michael, if he gets the theme of those bumpers, the long train running and the longest time. I think we lost Michael. We'll get him back. What we're talking about, and as soon as we get Michael back, we'll get him more details. Oh, yeah, here we go. Michael, so the anniversary we're celebrating is the longest professional soccer match in history. 176 minutes between the Rochester Lancers and the Dallas Tornado. It took place on September 1st, 1971. And as I said before, that match, that record will almost assuredly will never be broken.
You'd have to have insane people running a soccer association, confederation, or a league to have rules to put men or women through something like that ever again. An astounding game, forget about the fact that the Lancers won it, the fact that the players managed to survive it without very many health issues afterwards. Maybe during it there were some health issues, but players cramping up, but who expects to play the equivalent of two full soccer games? As it turns out, for my historical column for The Guardian, I decided to do my September piece about this game, and if you don't mind me advertising it, it'll be out on The Guardian Sports website tomorrow morning. Hopefully, it's scheduled to be there. And I spoke with Carlos Minitieri, Edna Breton, and Kenny Cooper, who was the Dallas goalkeeper as well, too. And one reason why I spoke with Edna Breton is because he came on as a sub in the 95th minute, and he figured he'd only play 10, 20 minutes. So he has that type of mentality, and he winds up playing virtually a full game out there. And there was a little surprise about him that I'm not going to reveal here. People will have to look at it or read the story to find out that he was associated with another long game. As it turned out, and I appreciate Edner taking his time to talk to me about those games. An incredible game. I just can't believe that was allowed in. I think Charlie Sheano pushed for it and got it, and the karma sort of came back on the Lancers.
It did in match three of the best of three series. It did, but we'll let everybody read it. But many people, I'm sure, listening know about the whole story. But it is just something that, again, will never happen again. For all you people who think that if there's a time match, people just keep playing, you don't know what you're talking about. With all due respect, because the human body can only do so much. These are not marathon runners. We're talking about playing the sport. So. It's going to be great, Michael, and we appreciate you writing about that. And the Lancers, for our Labor Day show, we're going to have some members of the Lancers. I don't know if we'll get anybody from that match. I'll see what I can do to try to arrange that. But I remember I was 10 years old at the time, and I remember listening to it on the radio. And, boy, it's, again, something in soccer lore in this country that we'll never see again.
Thankfully, hopefully.
Well, again, college soccer, is much different. There's unlimited substitution, so it's not the same taxing on the body. It's been some long games there, too. But anyway, Michael, thank you so much for being on for a longer segment, and I'll give you the week off next week. How about that?
That sounds good. I appreciate that.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks, Michael. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the week and Labor Day weekend as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You hear Michael every Monday night on our show doing U.S. soccer and things about the Rochester Lancers as well. I want to thank Tony Walls for joining us as well on the show tonight. The Rhinos are in action this Saturday night, 7 p.m. in Richmond, back home on the 12th against Toronto FC 2 at 7:05. The Flash's final home match and match of the regular season this coming Friday night, 7 p.m. Friday night against the Portland Thorns. We invite you to come out and support the Flash in this final match of the year. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us next Monday for our Labor Day show, where we'll feature members of the NASL Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Next Monday, 6:30. We'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortel Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.